the weapon of light of the primordial wisdom, which vanquishes the darkness of samsara. The following meditation will outline the key points for recognizing the nature of mind in its resting, moving, and pure awareness states. Firstly, we'll meditate on the mind at rest. Sit with your body either in Varachana 7-point pose or straighten your spine as is comfortable. With your eyes either closed or open. Breathe through your mouth or your nose as you prefer. Without thinking about the past, fantasizing about the future, or analyzing the present, sit relaxed without distraction. Let your mind remain with the body. And stay with your mind loose and relaxed. Just nurture the innately peaceful, naturally occurring, intrinsically relaxed state of mind as it is. If you try to get rid of thoughts, they will just increase. Instead, look at their essence, at their true face. Without disturbing your meditation, in the process. At times, thoughts vanish, and at times they proliferate. If you meditate continually, they will gradually be pacified. Once you get used to it, there is nothing difficult about it. It is simply familiarizing. It is completely mastering familiarization. No matter what pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feelings, or good, bad, or neutral thoughts multiply, don't deny or affirm them. Just hold them mindfully. Once the movement of your thoughts dies down, your mind will, by and large, come to a state of rest. Once your thoughts have calmed down, when your mind enters its resting state, it possesses the very nature of clarity, the pure lucidity of the essence of mind. body and mind are blissful and at ease. And the non-conceptuality of the basic state of being arises. Familiarize yourself with this as you meditate on mind in its resting state. With stability in this mental abiding, non-conceptual bliss and clarity appear without effort. If, when the time comes to meditate, you can catch your thoughts by becoming mindful of them as they appear, then you have gained confidence and stability in the resting state and in mental equanimity. When your mind becomes wild and gets all agitated by thoughts, when it is filled with rough, afflictive emotions and abounds with thoughts which are impossible to stop in any way, just let them be free. Let them go as they please. And watch their nature. Alternatively, if this method doesn't work, then do prostrations, circumambulations, yogic breath, and energy exercises. Or just take a break from practice.